Welcome to Guerrilla Interviewing. I'm Lee Hodgins. Thanks so much for joining me here today. I really appreciate that you have chosen to come along with me on this journey. And I want to let you know that if you stick with the training, you will see the results you're looking for in your hiring. As a side note, if you haven't already, I really encourage you to go to the intro module first and dive in there before you get into the training here. The intro module is great. It's got all kinds of wonderful information on how to stay on track with the training, how to stay organized, how to stay motivated, and most importantly, it gives you all you need in order to get the results in your hiring that you're looking for. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. Module 1, the 3 key foundations of a great hiring interview that gets you the results that you need. Okay, before we get into the 5 steps to creating and delivering results-oriented hiring interviews, I want to introduce you first to the 3 big reasons, or as I like to call them, the foundation keys, as to why you need to be doing this type of interviewing in the first place. You must have these 3 keys in mind before you even begin your interviewing process. In fact, it goes all the way back to planning and preparing for it. These keys are crucial in creating and delivering a killer hiring interview that not only looks and feels professional, but also, and most importantly, gets you the results you want in terms of a really great hire. So in this module, we're going to explore these keys in detail. When we go into the actual 5 steps for creating and delivering hiring interviews, you will know exactly why you're doing those steps to begin with. Wouldn't that be wonderful to know why you're doing what you're doing? Well, we're going to show you why. So what are these 3 foundation keys, you might ask? Well, let's take a closer look. Module 1, the 3 foundation keys of a hiring interview that will get you your dream employee. And the number 1 key is designing and creating the perfect job profile. This is, in fact, the foundation, the beginning point of any successful hiring process. A job profile that is accurate, up-to-date, and results-focused. So this goes right back to the beginning in the planning stages. What you need to know and what's most important, the job profile is your roadmap. So you need this in order to actually create the interview process. Number 2, structured versus unstructured interviews. What exactly are structured versus unstructured interviews? What is the difference between these 2 types of interviewing practices? And why is one more effective than the other? We're going to cover that as well. And number 3, the gold standard of results-oriented interviewing that focuses on the candidate's past behavior and results, or what is often known as behavioral interviewing. We're going to cover this off as well. So let's keep going and see what's in the next slide. All right, let's get into it. What does Module 1 look like at a high 50,000 foot level? Well, there are 5 lessons that we're going to cover in the module. Lesson 1 is all about what we're doing right now, foundations and game plan, and letting you know what to expect in the module. Lesson 2 is defining the role. This is the number 1 key foundation that I just talked about. Knowing what you're looking for. If you're trying to get to a destination from point A to point B, you need a roadmap. Otherwise, you're going to get lost. Consider a job profile as your roadmap to the final successful hire. Lesson three is all about structured interviews. Why should you even be bothered with professional structured interviews? How will this get you the hiring results that you need? And finally, how can you do structured interviews in a way that isn't complicated and that doesn't get in the way of your main business? After all, it is guerrilla interviewing, and we want to deliver an alternative way of doing things that gets you results quickly and effectively. I want to also point out there's a big illusion going around out there when it comes to hiring. Do you know what it is? Well, we're going to find out in this module. Hint, it's all about you. All right, lesson four, getting into behavioral interviewing. We're going to dig into this in a big way. What is this type of interviewing and the type of questioning that goes with behavioral interviewing? How does this get straight to the heart of results-oriented hiring strategies? We're going to investigate that briefly, and then we're going to look at what makes this technique so effective and how can you learn it and use it right away. And finally, lesson five, we're going to finish off the module with typical traps that you need to avoid in your hiring processes, along with a wrap-up and a summary of what we've covered in this module one. Okay, so let's move on.